Test. Test. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord together. We got a smaller group. Hines let everybody know he's not going to be here this week. So everybody hasn't shown up. So I guess you heard that, Hines. Anyway, we do have Richard Burgess here, and I'm going to ask him to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting. Then Larry Okeson will come up and share a few things. Richard Burgess.
Hi, everyone. I think almost everybody knows me, and I know you. I'm Richard Burgess. I have a business, Priority Business Acquisitions. Also have Priority Real Estate Services and Priority Business Acquisitions. We sell businesses, companies, sometimes with real estate, sometimes without, but if it's exclusively real estate, we run that through Priority Real Estate. But it's interesting talking about how there may not be as many people here. It happens with my Bible study. There's always a core group that shows up almost every time, at least if they are able. So at least we have our core group here. Actually, there are more here that are part of the core group but couldn't make it. So anyway, let us pray. Great God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a little warmer weather. We thank you for the rain that you have brought to us. We need water, great God. You provide it. We thank you for it. We thank you for this food that you provide for all of us to keep us healthy and strong. Bless those who have prepared it for us. Bless the food that we may be a blessing to others as you are a blessing to us. Be with Jamie today as he speaks and gives his testimony. Let your words speak through him, just as they do through your Holy Bible. Great God, we love you so much. I wish that we could show that love to you more than we do. But we know that you are with us. We thank you. We love you. We praise you and give you all the glory. In your Son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I'm Larry Okeson. I'd like to welcome you again to our luncheon. I hope the flu isn't reducing our visitors and our members. I came to Atlanta, Georgia in 1986 from Minneapolis, Minnesota. When I was in Minneapolis, I had a group just like this that met every Wednesday in downtown Minneapolis. We had a guest speaker. We even had an invitation call at the end of the meal. So when I came here, I was opening a branch office for our Minneapolis recruiting agency. And it was a struggle. I got an office space in Tucker, and I was starting to look for a men's luncheon group. And I was so excited when I found this group. It was meeting every Wednesday. So it just fit in with my experience in Minneapolis. And I also enjoyed using this group to encourage unemployed people. As a recruiter, I kept getting a lot of people, especially during recession times in the 90s, that were getting laid off, and they were discouraged and lonely. So I would invite them to this luncheon group to encourage them. And then I started a Bible study in my office every Thursday morning for men that want to learn more about Jesus Christ and the Bible. So I am so thankful that Larry and Heinz have continued to have this group all these years. We don't have any first-time members here or visitors here today, so we can introduce Larry Schrader again to share a devotional thought with us before he introduces the speaker for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
As I was preparing this morning, it was hard to get my stock account off my mind with a big dive again today. And I spent time looking at how much money I'd lost in the stock market since this thing happened. And it was unusual that I wasn't panicked, because that money there, I don't live on anyway. But something I did, yesterday in the mail I got the magazine from Schwab, monthly magazine, on investing. I usually just throw it over in the pile and I'll read it when I get a chance. But last night I read through that magazine and looked at some things, and one of them was a formula for traders that really made sense. I ripped that page out and put it aside. A couple of other things I looked at, and I ripped that page out and put it aside. So this morning when I was thinking about that and thinking about that, sometimes adverse situations causes us to behave a little differently than we would if things are going well. And I believe the Lord allows some things to not go exactly like we want them to in order for us to grow. So as I read in the scripture this morning and put those thoughts together, I jotted down some things here that can be myths or misconceptions. You know, natural talent on a football team or any sports team, that natural talent will not get you to the level you need to be at. Not that alone. The natural talent, because some people refer it to it as the it factor, they have it. But it takes some practice. It takes preparation to get where you need to be to compete as part of a team, Stacy, as you've coached football all those years and played the football prior to that. That preparation of you playing enabled you to be a better coach. As we think about the things that we have done over life, enables us to be better at what we do. As I thought about the fact that some people have a conception of Christianity, you hear the positive speakers. I listened to Joel Osteen on the way over here, and he was telling a story about the guy that went on the cruise, and he got together enough money to buy the cruise ticket, but he didn't have money for food, so he packed some cheese and crackers in one of the bags, and every mealtime he would get over there and eat cheese and crackers. The last day of the cruise, somebody came over and said, "You know, we've noticed you over here eating in the corner. Why don't you come join us today?" He said, "Well, I really didn't have enough money to pay for the food." He said, "Oh, you don't understand." He said, the only thing I could pay for was a ticket. And the guy says, "You don't understand. The meals are included with that ticket." And we as Christians many times will take what Jesus has to offer, the salvation, but we don't realize with that ticket, there's a bunch of other stuff come with us. And I think that this meeting is a place that we can really have our eyes open. There are other places that you go and you see that you have missed part of what God has for you, and you didn't realize it was there. It was after you came to doesn't have to be a meeting like this. It could be over a lunch table, you're having lunch with somebody and come into a revelation. It could be reading your Bible or praying that you suddenly get an understanding that is so powerful, and you think, "Man, if I had known this earlier, I would have done things different." But you didn't. So you have to go from where you are. Thinking about the idea, and in fact, I had something that says, saw a quote from Dr. Lance Walnow. "God's given you enough grace to not only endure this season, but enjoy this season. Contentment is an art. Paul said, I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Note, learned. He did not start off this way. We learn contentment when we embrace God's smile while we wait. And I think that to think that there is a utopia here on earth for Christians is a myth. Because we go through the things that everybody else goes through. Maybe not identical things, but we go through many of the things. But we're empowered through our relationship with the Lord, where we accepted Him, just as I referred to the ticket, we got a lot more than just the ticket when we accepted Him as our personal Savior. In fact, John 15, verse 1 says, I am the true vine. Now, this is Jesus speaking. I'm the true vine, and my Father's the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it'll be given even more fruit. You're already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And I believe that with all my heart, because I know if I don't include the Lord in the recovery that I referred to on the stock market, that it's not going to be right. But what I'm going to do is continue to look at that and determine, where I made a mistake. The self-analysis of looking at where I made a mistake, and I couldn't find where I made a mistake. You know, something happened called the flu or the virus that's going around. Tony?
I'm a retired stockbroker, and I'll quote Sam Walton when he was still alive. He lost $1 billion in one day. And he said, what do you think? What do you think about that? He said, you know, I didn't lose a thing. I didn't sell anything.
Yeah.
Right. He said he kept what he had because you didn't make any mistake. You just got to live through this fire stuff they got going on.
The problem, I'm with puts and calls. So they got a strike. That's right. Yeah. It is indeed, and it went so well for me last year. I did so well, I thought I had it figured out. And Tony, you know you don't figure that stock market out. And you think about the political climate in this country, it's amazing to me that we've got somebody that's winning these Democratic primaries. I'm not going to go there, but just watch TV, and you can, if you watch the right channel, right? Anyway, let me get away from that, because we're here to talk about what God can do, and you can't tell it by watching Fox or any other channel all the time. What you can tell, though, is the peace that's available to us, even in times like these, where we know, without a doubt, that there is something supernatural about us being able to handle these things.